Nathan Hurst of Detroit News, Washington, D.C. Bureau. All heck's about to break loose in D.C., and Nathan ends up getting sick, so he's got to do his work and deal with all that stuff. But you're feeling better, Nathan.
Oh, yeah, feeling much better.
All right, well, that's good. Well, I wanted to get your take on a couple of stories. First of all, Michigan is going to have a huge presence on the super panel when those folks start to convene.
Yes, we're actually going to be controlling 1/6 of that. Out of the 12, we've got two, Dave Camp and Fred Upton. Big news for the state. I think pretty much all you're going to hear out of Washington from here through the end of the year is just nothing but debt reduction, deficit reduction, what's going to be cut. And these two guys that we've got on the panel are going to be directing a lot of that. And the amount of power that the state gets through these two guys being on the panel, it really can't be overstated what a big deal it is for Michigan.
Well, there are now 12 members of that panel, of the super panel, if you will, and the House Minority and Majority Leader selected 3 each, and the Senate Minority Leader and Majority Leader also selected 3 each. And these folks are going to sit down at a table and try to trim $1.5 trillion from the debt in debt reductions by November 23rd. I can't imagine anyone who'd raise their hand and say, yeah, I'd like to have that job.
Interesting you say that. I think it's not an easy job, certainly. I think Dave Camp certainly wanted the job, though, because this is kind of a perfect evolution for him. He's been chairing the Ways and Means Committee, which writes our tax laws, since January when the Republicans took over the House. And so he's been kind of chomping at the bit to get tax reform done. And he sees this as a potential for that, as a potential vehicle for his tax reform plans. Now, of course, what's going to be interesting is how much traction he's going to get from Democrats on the panel. The panel is completely even party-wise. So he doesn't have the advantage of having more Republicans on his committee like he does with Ways and Means in the House. So is he going to be able to get through those Reagan rates like he wants? Probably not. But also, you have to remember that there are these triggers in place. The automatic defense and Medicaid cuts that will trigger in if the panel doesn't do its job, essentially. So that's to keep both the Democrats and the Republicans scared enough to broker a deal where they're either Medicaid or the Pentagon doesn't get cut. Now, whether that's going to be enough for this panel to actually get something done by its deadline on November 23rd, some people are not feeling, some pundits at least, are not exactly feeling like this panel is up to the challenge. But I think that there's enough of an incentive with those triggers to get it done.
Nathan, when do they convene? When do they start their work?
They are going to start immediately upon getting back from recess. September 6th is the day that everyone's due back. But you can bet that these guys are going to be meeting with leadership over the next couple of weeks as the summer recess winds down. They're already meeting behind the scenes as far as kind of what the parties, basically setting the final lines in the sand for each of the parties as far as what they're willing to do on this. So that's starting now. The negotiations, all of the fun public fireworks, though, are going to start September 6th, and you can bet that it's going to dominate the Washington discussion through November 23rd, which is when those recommendations have to be back to Congress, and then we have the fun of voting on them. And so that's going to go right down to the wire at Christmas. So you might remember last year we were watching the last throes of the Pelosi-controlled House putting through their last bills right up to the last minute at Christmas. You're going to see the same thing this year. Congress has spun itself into such a partisan froth that pretty much every time they're going to do something now, it's going to be up to the last minute. So you can bet holidays this year are going to be just as cutting it close in D.C. as they have been for the past year.
Nathan, you and Jennifer Chambers recently wrote a story titled No Child Waivers Coming to States, Move That Could Boost Reforms at Ailing Michigan Schools. Talk about that story.
This was a big story, especially for Michigan, where, as you know, we've got a bunch of troubled school systems and a lot of funding problems, especially when you're looking at something like Detroit Public Schools, which is just a total disaster state. Basically, No Child Left Behind has been the monkey on a lot of public school systems back for a while. And the Arne Duncan, the education secretary, has said, hey, we've got these testing requirements that are coming in, putting a huge onus on teachers and principals and school systems. And frankly, they just can't meet them and get kids ready for college. So they're going, if school systems within, if states have different options for getting students ready, do they have another viable plan besides these testing requirements to get kids graduated and ready to go to college, and they can prove that they can implement these their own plans within a reasonable time period? The Department of Education is saying, look, we'll waive you out of the No Child Left Behind requirements, testing-wise at least, so that you can keep teaching your kids, move forward, and not have to worry about these tests. Michigan has already filed for a an exemption. Many other states have filed. They're encouraging all of the states to file. These testing requirements fully are supposed to go in by 2014. Michigan has said they're anticipating that they're going to fall behind on their testing requirements this year. And teachers have been complaining about these tests for years. They said that they end up spending most of the school instructional time teaching to the test, but that's not exactly what kids need to have to be ready to go to U of M or Michigan State or any of the other great colleges in Michigan. So they're looking at what they can do to get out of those requirements. The fact that Michigan already filed before Department of Education even announced shows that the state has is really plugged in with this. They really want this, and it's probably likely they'll get it.
All right, Nathan, before we let you go, what are you working on? What are we going to be reading from you over the next few days?
Next couple of things we're going to be looking at, we're going to be taking a look with Fred Upton and Dave Camp as far as what their expectations are for the panel, for the debt reduction panel, and just how far they're willing to go on cuts, because they've got a tightrope to walk. They've got to make these cuts, but they've also got to be able to sell to everyone back at home. And when you've got double-digit employment still in Michigan, that's going to be a tough sell.
Nathan Hirst from the Detroit News, Washington, D.C. Bureau. Just fascinating information. Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you, Tony.